Well, I just felt when we got our disappointed that we go one goal down, we felt it was a bit harsh. The boy Richard's got his foot onto a bit of touch on the ball, and then the boy's momentum's gone over the left leg, and he's forced a decision out of the referee and he's given the penalty. But we got a response from the players, and then we got ourselves in front, 2-1 up. I just felt we were probably going to have a bit of momentum and if anything, we were maybe going to look like we can get the third goal. But they're a good side, and Achilles' heel this season is conceding goals from set plays, and again we've got done by a corner.
Was that the most frustrating thing, that you're only ahead for 6 or 7 minutes before Brentford getting that equalising goal?
Well, I just felt with the goal going 2-1 up, that gave us a huge lift. It gave the crowd a lift, and we've just got a little bit of momentum in that little period. I think we had two or three little half chances, but we just couldn't get that. But that's when you've got to be full concentration at the back, and like I said before, you defend with 11, attack with 11. It's a dead ball. We've more or less got everybody back, but we've got done, which is disappointing.
How do you assess your team's performance in general over the game?
Well, again, I would say I can't fault the players' effort and the commitment. We just felt today that it was a good opportunity, home game against a very good side who are performing very well. They're full of confidence. People question about the confidence of the team here, but no, all week I've seen the confidence and the quality, so there's plenty to work with.
Late on, you could have won it. At the same time, they had a goal ruled out for offside. Have you seen that one again?
No, I haven't seen it. I was relieved to see the linesman put his flag up, but again, I was disappointed with I think it was Kaká who's gone through with a chance. Maybe he could have got his shot off early, but no, it wasn't to be. So probably a 2-2 was probably a fair result in the end.
You don't have too much time with the players ahead of the next game. What are you going to be your priorities before Ipswich come along?
Well, we're in training tomorrow. It's just a head count. There's one or two, a little bit of knocks and things like that. So it's just like a recovery session. But we saw Ipswich play earlier on. And the most important thing, like I say, is that the boys will be up for it on Tuesday against a different type of game that what we probably face today.
What's the most important thing that you take from today's game? Is it just the fact that you've got a point, you've stayed unbeaten?
Well, it's the character they showed, I think. I think before in the past, the question mark's been said about this group of players. When they go a goal down, they're down tools. Well, today that's totally the opposite. They've done well. They've rolled their sleeves up, and we've got our noses in front, and unfortunately we couldn't see it through.
And as for Ipswich, I mean, they're in that last playoff place. That's just about where you want to be. Is this going to be a good marker for you of whether your team can push up the league?
Well, I've just quickly seen the results today, and a lot of the championship, they're all draws. A lot of draws in this league, and like I say, we're at the business end where we've got to start putting points in threes. I personally feel we've thrown 2 points away today, but we've got another opportunity on Tuesday against Ipswich.
And as for Mick McCarthy's side, he's a seasoned campaigner. He knows, you know, they're one of the championship's better teams over the last few years, always there or thereabouts at that sort of top half.
Yeah, Mick's got a well-drilled, well-organised group of players. They're now to win games, they're now to see games out, and I think they've had a good win at MK Dons today. So they'll become near full of confidence. But like I say, I've took a lot of satisfaction out of the boys' effort and commitment they've put in today.
You brought in Andy Lonergan in goal. Any particular reason for that?
We got beat 3-0 at Forest, but no, I just felt just a bit of experience. Longers has got a lot of experience, and it wasn't just the only change. I made several changes.
Yeah, of course. You changed both the fullbacks as well. Push Ryan Fredericks into midfield. Any particular reason for those changes?
I just felt we could do them down the sides with pace. And first half, I think we got in several times putting crosses into the box, where I just felt that was probably a weakness, and that's why I wanted. I needed some pace down the outsides, and it showed. It worked. But again, we need to have that self belief, or that bit more belief, and a little bit of a look when the ball comes in the box.
And one chance that Moussa Dembélé did have, he took brilliantly and finished with aplomb.
It was a great goal, team goal, really. I think it was a forward pass. McCormack's held it up and slipped him in. And yeah, brave finish and a good finish.